Having walked a long time through sand, searching for people, the little prince finally discovered a road. The road led to a blossoming rose garden. The little prince gazed at them. All of them looked like his flower. He felt very unhappy. His flower had told him she was the only one of her kind in the whole universe, and here were 5,000 of them, all just alike. In just one garden. She would be very annoyed if she saw this.
If she saw this, she would cough terribly and pretend to be dying to avoid being laughed at. And I'd have to pretend to be nursing her. Otherwise, she'd really let herself die in order to humiliate me. I thought I was rich because I had one flower, and all I own is an ordinary rose.
Standing among the 5,000 roses, the little prince suddenly felt very lonely. He climbed a high mountain, hoping he would get a view of the whole planet and all the people on it. But he saw nothing but rocky peaks as sharp as needles.
Where are you?
Where are you?
Let's be friends!
Lay down in the grass and wept. It was then that the fox appeared.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are you? You're very pretty.
I'm a fox.
Come and play with me. I'm feeling so sad.
I can't play with you. I'm not tamed.
Excuse me? What does tamed mean?
You're not from around here. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for people. What does tamed mean?
People have guns and they hunt. It's quite troublesome. And they raise chickens. That's the only interesting thing about them. Are you looking for chickens?
No, I'm looking for friends. What does tamed mean?
It's something that's been too often neglected. It means to create ties.
To create ties?
That's right. For me, you're only a little boy, just like 100,000 other little boys. And I have no need of you. And you have no need of me either. For you, I'm only a fox, like 100,000 other foxes. But if you tame me, we'll need each other. You'll be the only boy in the world for me. I'll be the only fox in the world for you.
I'm beginning to understand. There's a flower. I think she's tamed me.
Possibly. On Earth, one sees all kinds of things.
Oh, this isn't on Earth.
On another planet?
Yes.
Well, are there hunters on that planet?
No.
Now that's interesting. And chickens?
No.
Oh, nothing's perfect. My life is monotonous. I hunt chickens, people hunt me. All chickens are just alike, and all men are just alike. But if you tame me, my life will be filled with sunshine. I'll know the sound of footsteps that will be different from all the rest. Other footsteps send me back underground. Yours will call me out of my burrow like music. Please, tame me.
I'd like to, but I haven't much time. I have friends to find and so many things to learn.
The only things you learn are the things you tame.
Well, what do I have to do?
You have to be very patient. First, you'll sit down a little ways from me over there in the grass. But day by day, you'll be able to sit a little closer.
That was how the little prince tamed the fox. And when the time to leave was near,
I shall weep.
It's your own fault. I never wanted to do you any harm, but you insisted that I tame you.
I'll make you the gift of a secret. It's quite simple. One sees clearly only with the heart. Anything essential is invisible to the eyes.
Anything essential is invisible to the eye.
It's the time you spent on your rose that makes your rose so important. People have forgotten this truth, but you mustn't forget it. You become responsible forever for what you've tamed.
I'm responsible for my rose.
Goodbye.